Merry Christmas, everybody. You know, I've seen a lot of Christmases in my time, wrapped a lot of presents, and I've squeezed down a lot of chimneys. As you may have guessed by now, my name is Santa Claus, and I want to tell you about one of my favorite Christmases.
You mean the one about me and my harmonica?
Well, no. Actually, Alvin, I was thinking about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Don't you think everybody knows that story by now, Santa?
Well, I don't...
It all took place at the home of David Seville and the Chipmunk.
Now, wait a minute, Alvin. I was going to tell this Christmas story. It all took place at the home of David Seville and the Chipmunks. Alvin, Simon...
That's me.
And Theodore.
And that's me.
Now, Simon is a very studious chipmunk. And Theodore, he's a jolly little fellow who loves to eat. Kind of reminds me of myself. And Alvin is...
Courteous, kind.
You'll just have to see for yourself. It was the first day.
Santa, don't forget about my harmonica. Romeo had his Juliet. Peanut Butter had his jelly.
Oh, brother.
And I had my harmonica.
Yes, that's right. Now, let's see. Where was I?
It was the first day.
Yes, yes, that's right. It was the first day of Christmas vacation, and the boys couldn't wait to wake David up. He was still fast asleep, and the boys decided to wake him up with a song.
Can't wait till you three boys are back in school again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. Wake up! It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol.
After Dave woke up, he told the boys they had a recording session that morning. Well, they were pretty unhappy about that.
Yeah, I'll say we were. Working on Christmas vacation, it's criminal. It's barbaric. It's barbaric, Theodore. Yeah, that too.
Well, anyway, Dave let you go window shopping, didn't he?
Yes, but only for an hour, and we had to be right back.
Well, anyway, the boys raced off on their skateboards with a song in their heart.
Christmas time is here, and presents, lights, and happiness, that wondrous time of year. Oh, Christmas.
The chipmunk stopped outside a big department store display of harmonicas. And the most beautiful of all was the golden echo harmonica, just like Alvin's. While Alvin was admiring the harmonica, he overheard Mrs. Waterford and her daughter Angela talking about Tommy, the new boy in school.
Oh, Mother, here it is. The echo harmonica, the one Tommy's always wanted.
Isn't it beautiful? I wish we could get it for Tommy, but, honey, we can't afford any of these harmonicas.
Oh, but, Mother, the doctor said this might be Tommy's last Christmas.
I know, sweetheart, but there's nothing I can do. We'll have enough trouble just paying the doctor bills. We'd better be going home now, Angela.
Okay, Mother.
Alvin watched as they walked away, wondering what he could do to help. Suddenly he remembered he was late for the recording session. The chipmunks hurried over to meet Dave and began recording the chipmunk song. But Alvin was still thinking about Tommy and not the song.
All right, fellas, ready to sing your song?
Yeah,
ready, Alvin? Alvin! Alvin! Hold it, Alvin. You're a little flat. Let's try it again. Hold it, Alvin.
I can't concentrate, Dave. Let's take a break.
Take a break?
Thanks, Dave.
Alvin rushed out of the studio and over to the home of Tommy Waterford. Tommy was lying in bed, looking very, very pale. Why, he hardly had the strength to smile when Alvin entered the room. Being a new boy in school, Tommy didn't have any friends, and that certainly didn't make him any healthier. So when Alvin asked him to be his friend, well, I was certain that Tommy looked healthier right then and there. For you see, friendship is a wonderful medicine. Before Alvin left for the recording studio, he gave Tommy a very special Christmas present. His very own golden echo harmonica.
I never cease to amaze myself. A heart of gold.
Yes. Well, anyway, a few minutes later, Alvin burst into the recording studio with renewed energy.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Alvin.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song? Ready, Alvin?
Ready when you are, Dave.
Alvin, just finish the song. We'll talk about it later. Came for you while you were singing.
Now I would like some roller skates, a stereo, a swimming pool. Santa?
Yes. Oh, now where was I? Oh, I remember. So Rudolph flew out the window.
That's the wrong story, Santa. I had just unselfishly given my beloved harmonica away.
Given your harmonica? Oh, yes, yes, that's right. Now I remember. The next day, while the boys were decorating the Christmas tree, Dave entered the room.
You know, boys, with Christmas just around the corner, why don't we take a few minutes to think about what this holiday really means?
Presents!
Well, Christmas isn't just presents.
It's not?
Nope. And as a matter of fact, I just finished writing a song about the meaning of Christmas that I want you to sing. Here are the words. And Alvin, please sing them correctly.
You got it, Dave.
It's that time of year again.
It's that time of year again.
Christmas time is here again.
Christmas time is here again.
Presents and stockings appear by the score. Carolers at the door.
I sure hope they've got more.
Alvin, cookies, nuts, and candy cane.
Cookies, nuts, and candy cane.
Candles in the window pane. Remembering each reindeer's name. Feeling the joy inside.
I'm feeling the joy inside.
That's the spirit of Christmas.
That's the spirit of Christmas.
Let it live in your heart.
Let it live in your heart.
Alvin, either you sing these words correctly or there'll be no presents in your stocking.
No presents.
If we could only find a way.
If we could only find a way.
To make it Christmas every day.
To make it Christmas every day.
Keep the spirit strong and true.
Keep the spirit strong and true.
And all of the love.
And all of the love.
This season's made of. Last us the whole year through.
Will last us the whole year through. Oh, Dave, I sang all the right words.
Just then the phone rang.
And you'll never guess who was on the phone.
Carnegie Hall?
Yep, and they wanted Alvin to play a harmonica solo on Christmas Eve.
But he couldn't, because he'd already given his harmonica to Tommy.
But Dave didn't know that.
And Alvin had to figure out a way to make enough money to buy a new Echo harmonica. Alvin, why didn't you just tell Dave that you had given your harmonica to Tommy and that you needed money to buy a new one for Carnegie Hall?
Because Dave gave me that harmonica when I was very little. I was afraid he'd be mad at me. Well, the truth sure could have saved us a lot of trouble, Alvin. Yeah, and remember, we had to put horns on all those dogs.
Oh, what a sight. Alvin dressed up as Santa Claus, with Simon and Theodore as his little elves, rounded up all the neighborhood dogs, tied them to a homemade sleigh, and for $1, kids could have their pictures taken with Santa and his reindeer. How ingenious. I got a real laugh out of that one.
Well, Dave didn't think it was so funny.
Well, of course he didn't. Dave thought Alvin had lost the spirit of Christmas. Christmas was a time for giving and sharing, not making money. Dave was very upset and sent the boys straight to bed.
Yeah, without dessert. As I recall, Theodore, you had some chocolate hidden under your bed. But I wanted to save it. You could have fooled me. Guess how many chocolate bars he ate that night, Santa?
Two?
Not even close. Be quiet, Simon.
Four?
Keep going.
Theodore.
I couldn't help it.
Five?
Santa, the story?
Oh, yes, that's right. Where were we?
Dave said he was very disappointed in me. I couldn't get to sleep. So we sang him to sleep.
Okay, kid. Finally, Alvin fell asleep. But even while he slept, he couldn't forget about the echo harmonica, the spirit of Christmas, and all the money he needed. In his dream, he met a very strange fellow indeed. A crazy inventor named Clyde Crashcup, who was busy in his laboratory working on his latest invention, the spirit of Christmas.
Alvin, do come in. Dave tells me you can't find the spirit of Christmas.
No, actually,
Well, of course you can't find it. I haven't invented it yet. But I have begun with Santa Claus. That's Santy for Santy and Claus for Claus. Santy Claus. A kind man with a beard and a hat.
And with that, Crash Cup threw open the door marked Santa Claus and his reindeer. Well, there was Abe Lincoln, sitting on a pumpkin, being pulled by eight elephants with antlers attached to their heads. Just then, the elephants broke loose and began stampeding, knocking Crash Cup and Alvin through the air and right out of the door.
Oh. Ah, there is nothing quite like the exhilaration of discovery, eh, Alvin?
Wait a minute.
And there is nothing more Christmassy than music. I think I shall invent Christmas music. I shall call it, let me see, Sheryling. Nancying. Ralphing.
Caroling, Clyde.
Oh, very well. Caroling it is. Now for the first Christmas carol. A little Christmas music, maestro? skeletons and ghosts. Fire crackles while the turkey roasts. Here comes Santa without fail, hopping down the bunny trail. Valentine's to pass among your friends. Birthday cakes, the party never ends. Swimming, surfing, picnics in the park. Old Lang Syne at 12 o'clock. Christmas, Christmas, happy time. Mother Goose and nursery rhymes. Choosing sides on baseball games. That's what Christmas means.
Alvin woke up from his dream. What is that annoying sound?
It's my popcorn. I can't keep it quiet.
Well, then you'll just have to... Popcorn, did you say? Well, let me try some of that, Theodore. You know, popcorn is one of my weaknesses. Did you ever try it with...
Santa, can we get on with the story?
Oh, yes, certainly the story. Alvin woke up from his dream.
More like a nightmare.
Only to find himself very much in need of money. Here it was, the morning of the Christmas Eve concert, and Alvin still didn't have any money. He spent the whole day doing all kinds of odd jobs. Why, even Simon and Theodore pitched in.
We sure did.
Later that evening, Alvin ran to the department store with all the money he and the boys had earned. Meanwhile, Simon, Theodore, and Dave were rehearsing for the concert at Carnegie Hall, just a few short hours away.
The whistle, fellas. It doesn't work, guys.
Alvin arrived at the department store. It was still crowded with a lot of last-minute shoppers.
What do you mean you're out of Zoma the Robot?
Why? This little nut is supposed to hold on this big wheel on this car, what?
Batteries aren't included. Why, I never heard of such a thing.
Hey, I saw the Betsy-Wetsy play.
Alvin made his way through the crowd and over to the harmonica display, where the golden Echo harmonica sat just as majestically as ever. There was only one problem. Alvin still didn't have enough money to buy it. Just then, a little woman with sparkling blue eyes walked over to him. She told him that she was far away from home, had no children of her own, and would love to give him the golden Echo harmonica as a Christmas present. Alvin was speechless, but to show his appreciation, Alvin began playing a moving rendition of Silent Night on the Echo harmonica. A shining star in the heavens shone down on him through the window, a dazzling spotlight for Alvin and the Echo harmonica. The crowd that had been yelling and screaming only moments before now supplied the chorus to Silent Night.
Oh,
Just then, Dave walked over to Alvin. It seemed that he had gotten a call from Tommy's mother saying that Alvin's harmonica had worked wonders for Tommy. The doctor said it was a miracle. Little Tommy was going to be okay.
And Dave apologized to me for thinking I'd lost the spirit of Christmas. He did not. Did too.
Actually, Alvin, what Dave said was that he was very proud of you, and he wished that you had told him the truth from the beginning. Well, that's the same as an apology.
Is not. Is too. Is not.
Boys, boys, boys. On their way to Carnegie Hall, the boys were in great spirits. And as they rode through the snow-filled streets in a handsome cab, they sang a wonderful song. They arrived at Carnegie Hall just in time. But when Alvin got ready to play his harmonica solo, who should be there but little Tommy? Dave's surprise for Alvin.
And boy, was I surprised to see him. Yeah.
Alvin and Tommy played a beautiful duet on their echo harmonicas as Dave, Angela, and Mrs. Waterford sat proudly in the audience. While the boys were singing, I was on my way back to the North Pole after a very busy night of delivering presents. And when I got home, I relaxed by the fire with Mrs. Claus.
The very same woman who had given me the Echo Harmonica.
It was a lovely Christmas, wasn't it, Santa? Elvin played so beautifully. And little Tommy.
Darling, you've made a little chipmunk very, very happy. And isn't that what the spirit of Christmas is all about?
Is it better to send you a Christmas list early, like first come, first serve?
Good night, Alvin.
Or later, so that it's still fresh in your mind.
Good night, Alvin.
Is a longer list better, so I'm sure to get some of them? Or do you take a shorter list more seriously?
Good night, Alvin.
Let's say I ask for one big expensive gift.
Alvin.
What's the most expensive present you've ever given?